For the love of Christ constrains us. So we've gone beyond consequences. We've gone beyond the things that come with things we do. The reason that you don't sleep with a girl is because you love God, not because you're going to contract an STD. That's the world system. But we are above the world system. Do you understand me? So the reason you don't want to sing a Tupac song is not just because there's a demon behind Tupac, but because you've consecrated your lips to God. The Bible says that the lips of the righteous are a wellspring of life. That's why it says that your words, they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. It means that every time I speak or anytime I sing, healing is released. But let me make you understand, for every music you listen to, they are not selling you the music. They are selling you a mindset. They are pitching you against the God system. That's why when I stand here to speak, I'm selling you a mindset of Christ. God forbid they propagate an anti-Christ culture. Didn't you hear that Isaiah, that he took a coal and he touched upon his lips? Didn't you hear he said to Jeremiah, I'll place my words in your mouth. It means when I speak, I release power. The Bible says my reins instruct me in the night seasons. Even when I'm sleeping, I cannot dream of the wrong thing. My reins instruct me in the night seasons. Why? Because the scriptures are taking a hold of me. That word ever hidden in my heart, not in my head, not in my mind, is in my spirit, sir. Music is no longer a tool. Music is a weapon. Let the things that are making God angry make you angry. Get upset and get vexed in your spirit. Let the things that are the heartbeat of God, let them beat your hearts too. That's what James said when he said the Holy Ghost and us, you can resonate on the same frequency. That's why Peter said, this is us whom we and the Holy Ghost, we are witnesses. If you want to know who a Christian is that loves God, go through his phone, go through his laptop, check the things he has. That's how you know a Christian that loves God. Somebody said, why don't you listen to Ludacris? I said, when I finish listening to all the Ambassador albums, all the Fanatic albums, all the John Wayne albums, Alvin Slaughter albums, all the Dietrich Cardin albums, after I finish listening to all these albums, then you give me a reason to go and listen to Tupac or any of these guys. I'm not on the same frequency. What I'm carrying, they can't contain it. I cannot be in the same place with you. I cannot be unequally yoked. Am I mad? That's why I said we are comparing spiritual things to spiritual language. Your foolishness to a carnal mind, sir. Didn't you hear? The Bible says that David was a man after God's heart. What was the thing that made him a man after God's heart? It means that the things that God was in love with, David was in love with them. The things that God hated, David had a detestable attitude towards them. If God has a problem with the things that Ludacris says in his music, and if I'm of God, I'll have a problem with the things Ludacris says in his music. That's why I can't have it on my phone. My phone is too holy to contain it. Don't you know that the things that belong to you belong to God? Don't you know that the rod of Moses became holy because God made a contact with Moses? I'm not ordinary. I can't take ordinary stuff. My soul is bigger than the world. I must save it. I'm boiling on my inside. I'm containing myself. Don't let me unleash the rains that I hear. Didn't you hear the Bible says that you are ensnared with the words of your mouth? That when you say there's wahala in your life. I refuse to release a negative word. My mouth is meant for blessing and blessing alone. Music is a weapon.